All right. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
早晨好，很高兴大家能一起来上课。
All right. We are looking at the definition of what it means, spiritual formation.
我们就在看说灵命塑造的定义是什么。
And I have been going very slowly through this definition because it sums up what I want you to understand about what God is doing in us.
我走的讲得很慢，就是因为它这个就是神要在我们生命中所工作的一个总结。
And so we began, by saying spiritual formation is a gracious process.
我们上个星期讲到这个灵命塑造是一个恩典的过程。
It is by grace.
那就是靠着神的恩典，通过神的恩典。
One of the common misunderstandings I hear from people is that we are saved by grace, but then we mature on our own.
我听到常常人们讲到了一个对这个定义的误解，就是说我们是靠着神的恩典得救了，但是我们成熟，我们长大是要靠自己。
Growing in the image of Christ comes through His grace.
长成基督的形象也来自于他的恩典。
Now that does not mean there is no effort.
这并不意味着你就不需要付出努力。
It is effort that receives its power through God's grace.
这个是因为这个努力就是在于你先因为由因着神的恩典呢，你得到了能力，然后你去做出努力。
Without God's grace, I wouldn't even have the power to put forth this effort.
如果不是神的恩典，我甚至都没有这种能力去努力。
It is God's grace that is the foundation of everything in the Christian life.
神的恩典是基督徒生活的根基，是他的基础。
And then the second part of the definition that we looked at last week, it is a process.
上个星期我们还看到第二点，就是这是一个过程。
It doesn't simply happen in a moment and then we're done.
并不是说一刹那之间发生了，然后就结束了，就成全了。
Paul says this in Romans 13, but he says it many other places.
保罗在罗马书13章也在很多别的地方讲到。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
总要披戴主耶稣基督。
And make no provision to fulfill the lust of the flesh.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
That tells me this is something that's going to continue over on and on and on.
这就告诉我说这是一个要持续不断的一直在进行的一个过程。
I don't do this once and then I'm done.
不是说你做了一次就以后不用再做了，以后就成全了。
Instead, every day that my flesh faces temptation,I must once again put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是在每一天的生活中，当我的这个肉体面对试探诱惑的时候，我必须要披戴主耶稣基督来面对。
Many Christians fail to live a victorious Christian life because they misunderstand this.
很多基督徒就是因为对这一点有误解，所以他们就没有办法过一个得胜的生活。
They think that once they have given their life to Christ, they're done.
他们以为我只要把我的生命交给主了，献给主了，那我就没事了。
Now I just coast to heaven.
哦，现在我就这样子，好像滑进天堂似的，很顺利的。
But Paul pictures the Christian life as a battle.
但是呢保罗对基督徒的生活的描绘是一场是战场。
Day after day, we are growing in the image of Christ.
我们在每一天长成基督的样式。
All right, today I want to move to the third and fourth parts of this definition.
我们今天来讲这个定义的第三跟第四点。
Spiritual formation is being conformed to the image of Christ.
灵命塑造是效法基督的样式。
Here is, it seems to me, the goal of spiritual formation.
这个就是灵命塑造的目的。
I have heard many people talk about spiritual formation with many different ideas.
我听到过很多对灵命塑造的不同的概念，不同的定义。
I have a former student who decided he wants to go to a monastery.
我以前有个学生，他后来想去说做修道士。
Because there he can be surrounded by godly people, he thinks.
他想去修道院，他说因为我去了修道院，我环绕我周围的都是敬虔的人。
He said, there I will be spiritually formed.
他说在那里我就会得到灵命塑造。
Maybe.
或许吧。
But I'll tell you the truth.
但是我告诉你这个真相是什么。
The goal of spiritual formation is not to try to be godly somewhere in a room where no one can find you.
这个灵命塑造的目的不是说你变得很敬虔，你住在一个地方都没人能找到你。
Spiritual formation is about being like Christ in your job when you're surrounded by people who are not Christ-like.
灵命塑造的目的就是你在一个工作场所，你周围的人呢都不像基督。都也不是很也不敬虔，但是你在这种场所里边，你活出基督的样式。
Spiritual formation is about being Christ-like when you're driving down I-95.
灵命塑造的目的就是说，好像你开车在95上高速上开车。
A very difficult place to be Christ-like.
在这个高速上，要想像基督是一个很不容易的地方。
Spiritual formation is being Christ-like, we talked about yesterday morning in our church service, when there is conflict and there is no clear right or wrong, and you disagree very strongly.
灵命塑造的目的就是像昨天我们敬拜的时候所讲的，当你们彼此有这个个人的冲突，但是又没有一个很明显的就是说谁对谁错，在这个时候你像基督。
That's the goal.
那个就是我们的目标。
To have a life that is governed in every area by divine love.
就是在你生活的方方面面都被这种神圣的爱，这种属天的爱所管理，所掌管。
If we go back to Genesis chapter 1.
让我们回到那个创世纪第一章。
We see God's purpose when he created us.
我们看到了神创造我们时候的目的是什么。
Verse 27, God created man in his own image.
神就照着自己的形象造人。
In the image of God, he created them. Him.
乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Male and female, he created them.
他照着自己的形象创造了男人和女人。
We were made to look like our Heavenly Father.
我们被创造是要，目的就是要让我们看着我们的，像我们的天父。
His image was in us.
他的形象是在我们里边。
Now, when we come to Genesis 5,
但是我们到了创世纪第五章的时候，
We see a remarkable change.
我们看到一个非常明显的变化。
Remember, Adam is created in the image of God.
要记得亚当是照着神的形象造的。
And he should pass that image to his sons.
他本来应该是把那个形象传给他的儿子，他的下一代。
But he falls into sin.
但是他犯罪了。
The image of God is corrupted.
神，那个在他里边这个神的形象就被败坏了。
verse 3, Genesis 5, verse 3, he fathered a son in his own likeness after his image.
在第五章第三节就说亚当生了一个儿子样式和形象与自己相似。
The image of God has been marred, corrupted in us.
就是神的形象在我们里边被玷污了被败坏了。
And God's purpose is to restore that.
神的目的就是要重建恢复那个形象。
Not just to forgive us, but to restore us.
不单单说是饶恕原谅我们而是重建修复我们恢复我们。
Now it seems to me that that involves two things.
让我看起来好像这个是是不这样的。
Forgiveness is instantaneous.
就是饶恕是一瞬间的及时的。
We give our heart to Christ and in an instant he forgives us and restores us to relationship with God our Father.
就是我们把自己的生命交给神然后在那一瞬间他饶恕了我们的罪我们就恢复了和天父的关系。
But the restoration of God's image, the healing of the corruption in us is a process.
但是呢就是恢复成神的形象就是在我们里边就是医治那个败坏那个被破坏的部分那个是一个过程。
And so the verse that I have read to you probably, I think every week,
我每个星期都要给你的经文是这样的。
Formed into his image.From one degree of glory to another.
就是在哥林多后书三章十八节就是我们就是看见主的荣光变成主的形状从荣耀荣上加荣。
Now, that all sounds fine.
这听起来都很好。
But there's a problem.
但是这里有个问题。
We're supposed to look like our Father God.
我们本来是应该看起来像我们的父神。
And we've never seen him.
但是呢，是像我们从来没有见过的父神。
So, what do we look for?
那我们在找什么呢？
And the answer is in John 1.
这个答案就在于约翰一书第一节。
His image is seen in his son Jesus.
他的形象是在我们里边。
Colossians 1 tells us he is the image of the invisible God.
就是哥罗西书告诉我们耶稣基督就是这个神的未见之神的完全的形象。
I love that phrase.
我很喜欢那一句。
I think Paul must have smiled as he said it.
我想当保罗说这句话的时候他是面带微笑的。
Because something that is invisible has no image.
本来是一个不可见的，也没有形象的。
If you say to me, I saw something that was invisible, I'll say, no, you didn't.
如果你告诉我说你看到了一个不可见的，看不见的，我说你肯定没看见。
If it's invisible, you can't see it.
如果它是看不见的，那你就看不见，你是没法见到。
Paul says, oh, yes, you can.
但是保罗说你是可以的。
In Jesus Christ, we have seen the image of the invisible God.
在耶稣基督里，我们看见了那不能看见之神的像。
Hebrews says that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father's being.
就是希伯来书说他是神本体的真像。
And so now this begins to help me to understand how am I to look like my Heavenly Father?
这就帮助我说我怎么样才能看着像我天上的父神。
I must look at Jesus.
我必须要盯着主耶稣看。
And as I see him,
当我看到他的时候
as I see him, I see the Father.
我只要看到了耶稣，我就看到了父神。
And as I see him, I see what I am supposed to be like.
我看到他，我就知道我应该像什么样子。
Now we all know this.
我们都知道这些。
But we don't really know it.
但是我们其实并不真正知道。
So I want you to think about this a minute.
我现在来想，请你想一下。
When you are saying to yourself, what does it mean for me to be what God intended me to be?
当你对自己说，我应该是怎么样才能够，或者就是怎么才是说成为神本来想要我成为的那个样子呢？
Here is the answer, it seems to me.
这个答案是这样的。
Look at Jesus.
你就是盯着主耶稣看。
Not in a theology book.
不是说从一个神学的角度。
Not in a complicated way.
不是一个很复杂的这样的一个方式。
But sitting at a table, eating with sinners.Talking to a woman who everyone else avoids at the well.
你想想当时主耶稣是坐在那个井边跟一个大家都看不起的妇人讲话。
Taking a child on his lap.
然后把一个孩子抱在他的腿上。
Cooking some fish for his disciples to eat.
你看他给他的门徒做早餐，用鱼做早餐。
Surrendering to the suffering.That his father calls him to.
就是他的父神所呼召他所要受的苦他对这一切也降服下来顺服下来。
Those are not just stories.
这个不单单是故事。
They are pictures of what we are called to be.
这个就是我们被呼召要去做的这样的一幅一幅图画展现在我们面前。
I'm convinced that one of the best ways to grow in the image of Christ.
我确信就是最好的这个长成基督样式的方式就是
is to begin to read the Gospels.
就是去读福音书
over and over.
就是不断的读
asking, what was he like?
就问自己问这个问题说他到底是怎么样的呢？
Watch him as he's walking with immature disciples.
你看他是怎么样和这个不成熟的这个门徒同行的，跟他们一起相处的。
And they say foolish things.
他这个门徒说一些愚蠢的事情。
Yes, he corrects them.
他是去纠正他们。
But he still loves them.
但是他仍然爱这些门徒。
He doesn't give up on them.
他没有说我就放弃你们了。
That tells me something about being Christ-like.
那个就告诉我一些怎么样像基督的事情。
If I'm going to be Christ-like, I'm not going to give up on those who don't get it the first time I say it.
如果我要像基督的话，那我就不会对那个我讲了一次他就没有学到或者没有领会到的人就对他们失望，对他们放弃。
Look at his love for sinners.
你看他对罪人的爱。
And don't just say, isn't that beautiful how he loved people who were so broken?
你不是光嘴巴上说说，你看，哦，他这样的去爱这些这么破碎的人，这是多么美的一件事，不是光嘴巴上你自己这么说说。
Yes, that's beautiful, but that puts it far away from me.
那是很美的，但是那个离我挺远。
Here is what I must do if I want to be shaped in his image.
如果我想被塑造成他的形象，这就是我要做的。
I must see how he loved the lowest of sinners.
我要看他是如何爱那些最，就是最底层，最破碎的这样的一个罪人，最糟糕的罪人。
And then I must love the lowest of sinners in my world.
所以同样的，我也要在我的这个生活的四周去爱那些就是最糟糕的、最底层的这个罪人。
You see, I am very good at putting this off.
如果我把这个放在周围墙上这样看看我这个我很擅长。
That's how Jesus did.
哦，那是耶稣做的。
Or, oh yes, I love people far away. I love the orphans in Africa very much.
对，我是挺爱那些离我很远的，比如我很爱在那个非洲的孤儿啊。
I even send an offering every year to help.
或者我每年都会奉献钱呢，去帮助在欧洲、非洲的孤儿院。
Here's what I see when I look at Jesus.
那我怎么，这个才是我真正是看着像基督的。
Something hit me the other day. Something I realized the other day.
就有一天我突然意识到。
And let me explain before you get offended at what I'm going to say.
让我先解释一下，这样你不会觉得，一会儿我说的好像你被冒犯。
Nowhere in the Gospels does it tell us that Jesus loved the people in China.
圣经上没有任何一处记载说耶稣爱中国人。
Why?
为什么？
Don't get offended.
所以你不要觉得不高兴。
Why does it not say in the Gospels that Jesus loved the people in China?
圣经这个福音书上为什么没有记载说耶稣爱中国人呢？
And here's the answer.
答案在于
That's not where he was.
因为他不在中国，那不是他所在的地方。
Of course he loved the people in China.
当然他爱中国人。
But the Gospels is showing us his love for the person with him.
但是这个福音就向我们展现了耶稣就爱跟他在一起的人。
You see, I've been reading about him taking the child on his lap.
我就读到福音书上讲到他把一个孩子抱起来放在腿上。
Children are sweaty.
你知道那孩子身上黏糊糊汗腻腻的。
They've got jelly smeared on their face.
有时候那个脸上都是那个吃的果酱。
They're messy.
他们反正就是脏兮兮的有的时候。
And they're going to get my clothes dirty.
他们会把我的衣服给弄脏的。
It is much easier for me to love an orphan in Africa than to take a child on my lap who lives next door.
对我来，就是说，更容易的是说爱一个在非洲孤儿院的孩子，而不是说在我邻居的孩子，我把他抱起来放在腿上。
Do you understand?
你了解吗？
My point is,When we see Jesus' love, it's not far away.
你了解吗？当我们看到主耶稣显示他的爱的时候，他的这个爱不是展示给那种离他很遥远的、遥不可及的人的。
It is right here.
就在他身边。
All through the Gospels.
你看整所有的福音书。
And we see what it means to be spiritually mature.
你就看到说这个属灵上的成熟看起来是像什么样的。
We see his balance of grace and truth.
我们看到他真的是在这个爱和恩典和真理之间他平衡，完全的平衡。
We are always out of balance.
我们常常就是不均衡，不平衡。
Some of us are really good at truth.
我们常常顾此失彼，有的人呢是很在真理方面很强。
We knock people down with the truth.
我们就好像用真理做大棒子把人给打倒。
Others are really good at grace.
那有的人很就是很有这个恩典，很擅长这个恩典。
And we sometimes lose the importance of truth.
我们有的时候就
we are so focused on being grace.
有的时候就太注重恩典，就有时候就放弃了，牺牲了真理。
When we look at Jesus,
但是当我们看耶稣的时候
，When we see his ministry, we see how those two come together in a balance.
看他的事工，看他服侍人的时候，就看到这两样是如何，就是到一起，然后那么完全的均衡。
When we look at Jesus, we see victory over temptation.
当我们看耶稣的时候，我们就看到对试探、对这种诱惑的这个得胜。
We see his endurance in suffering.
我们看到的在受苦难中的这种忍耐。
All of this becomes practical examples for us.
这一切都变为实际的这种榜样，这种对我们自己来讲。
We look at him, and now that becomes a picture of our spiritual formation.
我们就看着他，那个就变成我们属灵塑造的一幅图像。
We are conforming to the image of Christ.
我们被塑造成，被更新成耶稣基督的形象。
Let's look at this real quickly by turning to Colossians chapter 3.
让我们看那个哥罗西书 Colossians chapter 3, right?
Yes, Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
If we start at verse 10, and I'm just going to kind of jump through this.
我就看到我们从第四节开始，我大概就这样会跳着讲。
And let me ask you to do this week. Let me give you some homework.
让我给大家一些家庭作业。
Someone said to me a couple of weeks ago, you're the only pastor I know who gives homework.
几个星期以前有人说你是我唯一知道的给家庭作业的牧师。
I said, I can't help it. I'm a teacher.
然后我说没办法我是老师。
Teachers have to give homework.
当老师的一定会给学生作业。
This week,
这个星期
please read one time every day.
就是每一天读一遍。
Colossians 3 verses 10 through 17.
每天把哥罗西书的三章十到十七节读一遍。
Before verse 10, he has said, this is what we are putting off.
在第十节之前呢，这保罗就在讲，这就是我们所脱去的。
Get rid of these things.
你要去除那些行为。
But you know, when you go through your closet and you get rid of a bunch of clothes, then you need something to replace them with.
你知道如果你到你的衣橱里边你要把一些旧衣服给扔掉你需要一些新的去代替它。
And so back in verses 5 through 9, he said, this is what you put off.
在第五节到第九节保罗就是说这是你们要脱去要去除的。
And then in 10 through 17, he says, this is what you put on.
在第十到十七节就讲到说这是你们要穿上的。
This is the new self.
这是一个新的人。
And I want you to read this thinking about what I just said about Jesus in the Gospels.
然后我就是想你读这个就想在福音书中的耶稣。
Because when you read this, you're going to see, ah, this is a picture of Jesus.
你读到的想哦这就是耶稣的这个形象。
Colossians 3 is a picture of Jesus.
哥罗西书三章十节就是十到十七节就是耶稣形象的描述。
And Paul says it is to be a picture of us.
那个应该也是我们的形象。
And so, put on, verse 12.
第十二节。
Compassionate hearts.
你就要纯就要他就是穿上。
No one has ever been more compassionate than Christ.
没有人比主耶稣更有这种。
And the more I grow in his image, the more compassionate I will be.
我越像基督我就是穿上基督的形象那我就越有这样的心存怜悯。
Kindness.
可以讲到说恩慈。
I read that word kindness.
那个恩慈的意思就是。
And honestly, sometimes it's hard for me to think of that as important.
有的是对我来讲，其实坦诚的讲，有的时候不太容易把那个恩慈这个词想得很重要。
But then if I think about Jesus.
但是如果我要想像基督的话，
Have you ever been amazed at the fact that sinful people would come and try to find Jesus? They wanted to be with him.
你有没有觉得有点奇怪？就是那些有罪人呢，都到愿意到主耶稣面前，想跟他在一起。
Why?
为什么？
He was kind.
因为耶稣很有恩慈。
I guarantee you,
我向你保证。
That the Samaritan woman at the well had never ever tried to talk to a rabbi.
这个在撒玛利亚井边的妇人，她从来没有试图跟一个夫子、一个老师这样去说话。
She would be too embarrassed.
她也觉得自己太难看了，太羞愧了。
They would be rude to her.
他们这些，如果她要跟一个夫子谈话，他们会对她很无礼的，会很看不起的。
But Jesus treats her with kindness.
但是主耶稣以恩慈来对待她。
That gives me a picture of what being spiritually mature will look like for me.
然后这个就向我展示了怎么样才是有这个属灵的成熟。属灵的成熟是怎么样的？
It's as simple as being kind.
就是一个很简单的一个行为，就是要有恩慈。
To that person whose personality annoys me.
即使是那个人的个性让你很烦，让你很不舒服。
It is being kind.
但是呢，你仍然有恩慈。
That is Christ-likeness.
那个就是像基督。
You can go through this whole list.
你就可以看着整个他列的这几项。
Humility, meekness, patience.Forbearing one another, all of these things, these are qualities of Jesus.
就是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，这些就是彼此包容，这些都是主耶稣的品质。
And Paul says that if we are following and growing in Christ-like, they will be qualities of us.
所以保罗说，如果我们跟随基督，我们越来越有，我们有基督的形象，那这些品质也会在我们里面。
We will become more and more like him.
我们会越来越像他。
Someone said this.
有人这样讲。
God's objective for us.
神的目的，对我们的目的就是
is to form us into the kind of people, and listen to this phrase, who routinely and easily obey him.
就是把我们塑造成这样的百姓，他说就是让我们能够经常容易的顺服耶稣。
Now I'll tell you, the first time I read that quote, I thought that's wrong.
我第一次读到这句话的时候，我就说这个不对。
The Christian life is a battle.
这个像基督是一场征战。
I must struggle.
我必须要奋斗，要征战。
And yes, the Christian life is a battle.
的确，基督徒的生活是一场征战。
But God's purpose is to make it, to shape us so that the battle will be with sin from outside, not battling against ourselves.
然后呢，这个征战的目的呢，是让我们塑造我们，让我们呢打的这个仗呢，对的是外边的罪，而不是说在我们里边这样去征战。
In other words, the more I become like Christ, the more naturally I do what he wants me to do.
就是换句话说，如果我越像基督的话，我就越容易、越自然的去做主耶稣所行的。
That's part of a process. It doesn't happen in an instant.
这是一个过程，它不是说一刹那之间发生的。
So maybe you are a husband.
比如说你是丈夫。
And you are irritable and cranky with your wife.
你呢就是很容易发怒，反正腻腻歪歪的对你的太太。
And so I can be fair, maybe I should say, maybe you are a wife and you are irritable and cranky with your husband.
或者我可以为了公平起见，我说你是妻子，你对你的先生也是总容易生气发怒，然后呢总是挑毛病。
And you come home from work, you come home from activity, and you are tired and you are irritable.
然后呢你下班回来了，或者是外边有什么活动回来，你也很难取悦，很累了。
a very first step of spiritual formation.
所以这个属灵树道的第一步就是
is stopping outside the door.
就是在门外的时候
and saying, I want to be like Jesus.
就说我想像基督。
Jesus would not be irritated with my wife.
这个耶稣不会说对我的妻子会易怒。
And so I'm going to choose not to be irritable.
所以我要选择不轻易发怒。
Is it routine? No.
这个是它是对我吗？不是。
Is it easy? No.
对我容易吗？不容易。
I'm doing it because I am choosing to put on a new man.
我之所以这样做，是我选择穿上基督。
But here's what this quote tells me.
但是呢，这个这句引用的话告诉我是。
And more importantly, this is what Paul tells me.
这是保罗告诉我的是。
As I do that day after day.
当我每天这样的去做的时候。
As I grow in Christ-likeness.
当我越来越像基督的时候。
It becomes more and more natural.To act in that way.
然后就对我来讲就是越自然而然的就是不用怎么去思想就越自然而然的来表现这样来有这样的行为。
I am putting on a new man.
我真的就是穿上了神的形基督的形象。
And I believe that God's goal is this.
我相信神的心意就是这样的。
That I become so transformed.
我如此的被更新被改变。
That if a year from now you were to show me a video from 1 year earlier.
如果你从过了一年你把我一年以前的这个形式呢用录像那个录像给我放出来。
I would say, no, did I really treat my wife that way?
你会说哎呦难道我过去真是这样对待我太太的吗？
That's not me.
那个可不是我呀。
And Jesus would say, yes, that was you.
耶稣会说那个就是你过去。
But you have become more like me.
但是呢你在变得更像我。
And the new man is different.
这个新人是不同的。
You are no longer what you were.
你不再是你以前的那个样子。
Do you see how very practical this is?
你看到这个有多么实际吗?
It affects every area of our Christian, of our daily life.
它影响到我们每天生活的方方面面。
Maybe your problem is not how you treat your spouse.
也许你的问题不在于你如何对待你的配偶。
Maybe your problem is you're a gossip.
也许你的问题在于你喜欢讲闲话。
Your mouth is bigger. I shouldn't say it. Your mouth is, you talk too much.
就是问题在于你大嘴巴说太多了。
I started to say your mouth is bigger than your brain, but I won't.
I just say you have a big mouth, so.
Yes. You start to say something you should not say.
你开始要说一些你不应该讲的话。
And maybe the very first step in this process.
也许在你这个灵命塑造的最刚开始的一步就该是。
Is to stop and say, no, I can't say that.
你就停下来说我要停下来我不应该这样讲。
It is gossip.
那个是讲闲话。
It is unkind.
这个没有恩慈。
I won't say it.
我不能说。
Is it easy? Is it natural? No.
这个容易吗？这个是你天然自然而然的吗？不是。
In fact, you'll probably start to call later and tell it, and then you say, "Nope, I'm not going to do it."
然后也许你过一会儿还想给那个人打电话，想说，然后你说不行，我不能说。
Because I want to be more like Christ.
因为我想更像基督。
But little by little, as you discipline yourself through God's grace.
但是 靠着神的恩典，你一点一点的开始，就是训练你自己，操练你自己的时候，
He transforms you.
他就开始更新你。
Until someday,
直到有一天，
someone tells you some hurtful gossip about someone.
有人告诉你一个不太好的一个闲话。
And you are shocked.
你就很震惊。
You think, oh my, did I used to talk about people like that?
你就说，天哪，我以前也像这样的去说别人吗？
And God says, yes, you did.
然后神，可能这个真相是你过去可能就是那样子的。
But I am transforming you into my image.
但是呢，我把你正在改变成基督的形象。
Do you see what it looks like?
你知道这个看起来是像什么样吗？
Now, the last part of this definition.
但是这个里边，最后的这个灵命塑造的第四个定义就是
Spiritual formation is a gracious process.
灵命塑造是一个恩典的过程。
Of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
就是为了，被塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
For the sake of others.
他是为了他人的缘故。
I have met a few people who misunderstood this last part.
我觉得有一些人他对这个最后的这个部分有一个误解。
They thought that spiritual formation was about transforming me so that everyone will see that I am very spiritual.
有人以为说我这个灵命塑造就是神改变我塑造我所以别人都看到我很属灵。
I want to be spiritual so everyone will look up to me.
哦，我想很属灵这样每个人都仰看我仰视我。
I want them to talk about people like Reverend Schwartz.
我希望我能够别人讲我的时候就像讲妈咪。
Mrs. She.
像讲师母。
And me.
And 还有我。
I want to be one of those that people look up to.
我想成为那个就像他们就是别人所仰慕的所高看的那些人。
They have missed the point.
他们就撕掉了这个观点。
In fact, they are headed in the opposite direction of being more like Christ.
他们其实本来是像基督是这个方向，他们完全是像一个相反的方向。
Because Christ's goal is never to draw attention to himself.
因为主耶稣的这个目标，这个心意永远不是说让别人的注意力集中在他身上。
Spiritual formation is being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of other people.
灵命塑造的目的是被塑造成基督的样式，但这个目的是为了他人的缘故。
That's why we don't go to a monastery to become more like Christ.
所以我们不去修道院，不是说去为了让自己更像基督，我们就去修道院。
We go out into the world.
而是我们进到世界里。
Because out in the world is where we live.A Christ-like life.
因为就是在这个世界里，我们活出一个像基督的生命。
And so we look at him.
所以呢，我们就盯着他看。
We behold him.
我们就注视他。
And the more we behold him,
我们越定睛注目耶稣。
The more we care for the people that he cares for.
我们就会越在意耶稣所在意的人群。
As we look at him, we are transformed into his image.
当我们注视他的时候，我们就被塑造成他的形象。
When we face challenges,
当我们面临挑战的时候，
we face them through his eyes.
Can you say that again? I couldn't hear.
When we face challenges, we face them the way he would face them.
当我们面对挑战的时候，我们以主耶稣的这个样式态度来面对。
The power of his gospel becomes more and more visible in me.
然后他福音的大能在我们里边就越来越彰显。
This is important because so many times we miss this truth about spiritual formation.
这个非常的重要，因为很多时候我们就失掉了这一点关于灵命成长的。
We focus on people rather than Christ.
我们的注意力是在人，而不是在基督身上。
I have read some about church history.
我在读一些关于教会历史的书。
And in reading about church history, I have learned something important about great Christians.
然后呢，在读教会历史的时候，我就意识到这些很伟大的基督徒的一些事情。
And it is this. Great Christians are focused on Christ.
他们的焦点永远都是在基督身上。
One of my friends said it like this.
我有一位朋友这样说。
Martin Luther wasn't a Lutheran.
马丁·路德他不是路德派。
He was a Christian.
他是基督徒。
John Calvin wasn't a Calvinist.
约翰·加尔文他不是个加尔文派。
He was a Christian.
他是基督徒。
John Wesley wasn't a Wesleyan.
这个约翰·卫斯理他也不是卫斯理教派。
He was a Christian.
他是基督徒。
You understand, every great Christian focused not on become looking like themselves, but like looking like him.
我们在看那些历史上这些伟大的基督徒，他们的焦点不是，他都是在基督身上，不是说我看着像我，让就是要像我自己，他们不是焦点不是在自己，而是总在基督身上。
And so that's the goal.
那个就是我们的他们的目标。
But let me finish by pointing to the big challenge for us.
然后让我们再来看我们所面临的这种每日的挑战。
And we're going to pick this up next week.
然后我们下次会细讲。
But here is, it seems to me, the big challenge.
但是对我来讲，这一点就是挑战。
We become what we behold.
我们成为我们所关注、我们所定睛注目的样子，那个东西的样子。
What we look at shapes us.
我们所看的就会塑造我们。
That's why the kind of shows we watch is important.
所以呢，我们看什么样的节目，其实从某就是为什么说那个是重要的。
The kind of reading we read is important.
我们所阅读的东西也是重要的。
Because we become what we behold.
因为我们就成为我们所注视的那个不管是什么样的事物。
And Paul says, if we want to be transformed into the image of Christ, we must behold the glory of the Lord.
保罗说，如果我们要被塑造成，如果我们要变成有主耶稣的形象，那我们必须就要注视，
That means
看见主的荣光。
That means we study his life.
那个就在他的生活中是这样的。
We look at him.
我们就看着他，看着主耶稣。
And we are shaped by him.
我们也被他来塑造。
If I am giving God 3 minutes every morning,
如果我每天早晨只给神3分钟的时间。
All right, let me read a Bible verse.
哦，我早上要读一下圣经。
Okay.
然后就这么很快读一下。
Dear God, please forgive me my many sins. And give me a good day, amen.
神啊，请你真的是 饶恕我的大罪，然后今天让我一天都很好。阿门。
I must not be surprised that I am not becoming more like Christ.
如果你是这样的话，那我你就不要奇怪说你没有变得像基督。
Because I'm not beholding him.
因为我没有在注视他。
I'm not spending time with him.
我也没有跟他在一起花时间。
Now again, this is not about legalism.
这个不是律法主义。
I am not saying,
我不是说,
if you want to be like Christ, you will read the Bible 4 hours every day, pray 3 hours, and fast 2 meals a day.
我不是说如果你想像基督的话，你一天要读4个小时的圣经，祷告2个小时，然后一天禁食2次。
I am not saying that.
哦，就是一天两顿不吃饭，我没有这样讲。
But I am saying.
但是我说的是
that if I want to be a disciple who looks like Jesus, I will spend time with him.
如果我想成为一个像基督的门徒，那我必须要跟他在一起花时间。
It will cost.
这是会有附带，需要附带价。
I'll have to put aside some things.
我必须要把一些东西给放下。
In order to behold him.
这样我才可以就是去注视他，去仰望他。
All right, I have to stop there for today.
那我今天就必须要停在这里了。
We're going to finish up this section of definition next week.
我们下个星期就把这个灵命塑造的定义讲完。
And then we're going to begin looking at the tools that God gives us.For this transformation.
然后我们就看神给我们这样改变的这样的工具能帮助我们改变的一些方式。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray and I'm sorry I am going then to shoot out.
我祷告完了我就要马上下线了。
Dear God, I thank you for the privilege of serving you.
主啊我们为了有这种能服侍你的这种权益来感谢。
And I thank you that we can be transformed into your image.
谢谢你，我们可以被塑造成基督的形象。
Make that our great desire.
让这个成为我们心里最大的渴慕。
To be more and more like you.
就是心里渴慕越来越像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.